Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Candidly with Coffee.
Let's get it started.
We're going to get going.
Yep.
Wow, it's an ugly day.
Yes, it is. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah. It actually kind of feels cozy in the house, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like cozy vibes.
It's not raining too bad. It's a little drizzling.
No, it's not raining, but it's like blistery.
Doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Well, spring's around the corner.
Actually, isn't it already spring?
Is it? Did I miss it? I don't know the dates.
What's the first day of spring?
I don't know.
I don't know, actually. I think it's like right around like, it's always around Alyssa's birthday, and her birthday's Tuesday the 21st.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know what snuck up on me? We didn't even talk about it on here, but the time change. I don't know. I don't think every state does it, but in California, for sure, we do. There's a few states that don't.
I don't think Arizona does it.
No, but we spring forward. So the hour goes forward an hour. It's extra dark in the morning, but it stays light later, which is kind of nice.
Yeah,
it stays light later.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just kind of snuck up on me.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of throwing me off a little bit.
I didn't even know till you mentioned that one day. And I said, no one. I fell off and I didn't understand at the time. I forgot about
it.
Yeah. Forward.
I don't know. It was terrible. But Alyssa's birthday is Tuesday, but we've celebrated it this weekend. I feel like it's been a very Alyssa-eccentric weekend because we had the family gathering. We
Friday.
Had a little family gathering on Friday.
Yep.
And then Saturday, I took her to Luna for drinks. And while we were at Luna, her boyfriend was setting up a little surprise thing at our house
yes.
for her with all her friends and stuff.
Did get together.
Yeah, so that was cool for them. I was 25 when I had Alyssa. It's crazy.
25.
Back now. She's 22.
Wow.
She's 22. At her age, I was married with a newborn.
Man.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Jeez, well, I don't know. Time flies. I remember I was so happy when I found out I was having a girl. Because obviously I had Tyler first, a boy.
Yeah.
And I wanted everything pink. She had so much pink clothing. I wanted pink everything. I was
really?
So excited.
Pink, huh?
Yeah. Pink, everything pink. I still love pink. She loves the color pink, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little sip of this. Sorry.
There you go. Drink up.
Oh, that's good. A hot espresso with my little dollop on a cold day. You're having energy drink today, huh?
Yeah, I switched it up. I remembered I had it in the fridge.
There's nothing like an ice cold energy
I had a good
drink.
Workout, you know, so I want a little bit of energy afterwards.
Yeah,
I
returned to my first official Orange Theory workout since I was sick, and it was kind of hard.
Was it hell? Were you like,
I wouldn't say hell, but I struggled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely struggled.
First one's always the hardest.
And I feel really sore today.
Of course. Your body's, plus you got to remember you had body aches from COVID.
Yeah.
Right there. You're already recovering from that. Your body's still... Then you go and beat it up with a workout again. So your body's like, damn, what are you doing?
Yeah. So, but I'm officially returning to like my normal workout schedule tomorrow. So we'll see how this week is. Probably be a rough week. So I'm going to get back to getting my 10,000 steps in and just kind of like back on track.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
It'll come back quick.
But I hate that feeling. I hate that feeling of having to reacclimate. It's really hard to get back on track.
It is. That's why people fall off when they get sick.
Yeah, it kind of throws them off completely.
Of course. You're not as motivated. You took a little break. It throws your routine off. A lot of things. It's hard to get back on the wagon and keep going.
Sometimes that'll be enough to kind of like completely throw them off their game for months and months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, when it's not super solid before you fall into something like that.
The key is not to overthink it. Just get back to it. Don't kill yourself the first day back.
Yeah.
Just cruise into it. Just cruise.
That's what I did.
Every day gets better and better and better. And then you'll be like, all right, cool. I'm back in my flow.
Yeah, like this, one day you'll be like, huh, I don't even feel any different.
Yeah, like this was my first full week back for me.
For you.
The whole week.
And how did you feel?
Good. But the first few days, you know, first class that I took this week was rough.
Oh, yeah.
I struggled.
That was like me.
Second class I took, much better. My wind was better, so I know next week I'll be even better. So little by little,
we'll see.
Back.
Hopefully, I'll feel better.
You will
tomorrow, but
this time around, COVID really got you in your chest. You had a lot of cough.
Yeah, I still have it. It's still lingering. You can hear it in my voice. My voice is already kind of a deep voice. Now it's even deeper, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of deep.
Your voice?
Yeah,
Yeah, you have a deep voice.
Right now, it's deeper though.
Yeah, you can hear it a little bit still.
Yeah, I can. I definitely still
lingering.
It's still lingering there. All right, hot coffee. Let's talk about the hot coffee topic. Ding. Let me take a little another sip of this. All right, Blac Chyna. You know Blac Chyna, right?
Yes.
Famous for
Rob Kardashian's baby mama.
Yeah, Rob Kardashian's baby mama to Dream Kardashian. Very voluptuous. Very, she has that exaggerated look, right? The huge hips, the huge booty, the huge lips, huge, like, everything. She is in the headlines right now because she is currently going back to Angela White. That's her actual name, Angela White. And if you're watching on YouTube, I will be popping up some visuals as we go through these this hot coffee topic today. But so she is dissolving her facial fillers, her booty, reducing the size of her breast implants. She's kind of like rewinding out of Blac Chyna and going into Angela White. Now, I think this is interesting because I think that this is not the first that we're going to see of this. I feel like beauty trends are shifting. You know, we talked about last episode, the return of skinny culture, and I think it kind of goes hand in hand with that. I also think it's going to be return of a more natural look.
Yeah.
Natural. Crazy. In terms of, so like the crazy booties, obviously we talked about, those are going. The like over exaggerated booties. Now, I will say, so she was very clear, and not everybody falls under this, but she, what she has in her butt is actually silicone injections. They call them ass shots. The FDA has not, it's not approved to be injected into your butt, and it's not dissolvable. It's not a filler like hyaluronic acid or Sculptra that can be dissolved. Like her facial filler, she's dissolving, which is fine. But for her butt, she had to actually go in for surgery and get it surgically removed. And they can't take it all out. And silicone in your butt or in your body is said to cause like all kinds of diseases, like autoimmune disease, tons of different diseases.
Doesn't like it, huh?
No.
Doesn't like the F1
and
body.
When they inject it like freely, it embeds into the muscle fibers and
oh, that's why they can't get it
out. They can't get it out.
It's like becomes part of your, almost your DNA in a weird way.
It becomes part of you and it manifests in a lot of different ways. But a lot of those extreme procedures that you see, the extreme butt surgeries, those came about like we talked about a little bit, that like doctors or not even doctors, I'm sorry, people who were just getting their hands on whatever they could get their hands on, and they would set up shop in like a hotel rooms and just start injecting people super cheap.
Remember, you knew somebody, we knew somebody
that was getting it at someone in Miami actually. And
no bueno.
It's dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Super dangerous. But women have died, right, from these injections?
Oh, yeah. But also BBLs. So let me tell you what the difference. So a BBL, an actual BBL, is when they harvest the fat off someone's in their own body, and then they inject it into the butt. That is also extremely risky. They're both very risky surgeries. Actually, the statistic on a BBL.
Women are crazy.
This is an actual, like, by a doctor, a BBL, 1 in 3,000 surgeries ends up in a death. That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Because it's a very, very high risk that you can inject the fat into the fat or the silicone, whatever you're injecting, into a vein that travels to the brain and gives you a stroke, travels to the lung, gives you a pulmonary embolism.
Yep.
So it's actually very, very dangerous. So the reason why Blac Chyna is saying she's getting rid of it is because I guess she's starting to feel health effects of the silicone. I think she's having some health problems, and she's afraid. She's afraid that down the road, you know, she's going to die a young death. It's going to be sad because it's a trend that's happened over the past like 10 years, right?
Well, there's not enough data.
No.
So now we're going to get data
In
the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. Now, I don't think do. So the people that are that got true BBLs, if you survive the surgery, then your risk is kind of it's done. Yeah. Your risk, because it's not like there's long. I don't think there's a long term side effects of having your own fat in your body.
Yeah.
But in terms of the people who got those ass shots, those off market, like seedy hotel room ass shots, they're coming down with health issues and stuff like that. So super scary. But I do feel like that super extreme body, like hers is crazy. Like I'll show you guys a pop up on the screen, some of her booty shots. But here, Kim Kardashian's was terrible when she had it. Now, I don't think Kim Kardashian, this is speculation, allegedly, I don't think she got the ass shots because she could afford Sculptra, which is it's a filler that doctors do use. It's an off-label use. It's not associated with the dangers like silicone in your body and the health issues. It's still dangerous in terms of could potentially be injected incorrectly and cause death during the procedure, but it's really expensive. So if you've ever seen like on Instagram where they say like butt augmentation that's not a BBL with your own fat because you don't have enough fat to use your own, they use fillers. It's like $50,000 to $100,000.
Damn.
Because one syringe, they use Sculptra a lot of times and because it's voluminous. It's also what they use to like fill in like hip dips and like the caved in like temples, but it's like $1,000 a syringe.
Damn.
So if you want like serious change, you have to put in like 50 syringes. You know what I mean? We're talking a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I think that's, but that one can be dissolved.
Oh.
It's dissolvable. So I think that's what all the Kardashians did, and they're dissolving the filler. Yeah. But they went out of control too. It's like you get body dysmorphia. Yeah.
And remember, Chloe's, hers was so exaggerated because she's so tall, she has skinny legs.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't match. It doesn't match. It doesn't match your and glutes then
they,
to your legs.
They also put it on the hip dips, but even those super over-exaggerated hips, those are also, that's going off trend now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And along with that is also, I think the super over-exaggerated lip filler is going.
Ooh.
I think the overly filled faces, it almost gives you like pillow face, like.
Yeah, puffy face.
Puffy face. That's going. So you'll see a lot more return to like the natural, more bony facial textures. I don't have a bony facial texture just because I'm naturally puffy face.
You have chipmunk cheeks.
But I think that we're going to see a return to that in a lot of ways. In a lot of, also like super exaggerated eyelash extensions. Eyelash extensions have gotten out of control. I was sitting next to a girl at the nail salon.
She looks like she can't even see out of that eye. What the hell?
I can't.
What the hell are y'all women be doing?
I was sitting next to a girl at the nail salon on Friday, and I looked over at her, and I swear to God, it was pure like Snuffleupagus. Her lashes were so huge. They went, she was looking down a little bit, and they covered her entire face. Like, they were huge.
Oh, man.
And then there was like crud up in like the lash line. Oof. I was like, what God, the
you're
heck?
You're very observant.
Well, it was not that I had to be observant. It was obvious, crazy. Huh? That mega lash, I think, is going. I think a more subdued, classic, like simple eyelash is coming back. Same with lips, same with facial fillers, and same with all of that. I think it's kind of goes hand in hand with that skinny look, you know, like that Kate Moss, that think of like the Calvin Klein ad campaign, the beachy natural hair with the kind of bony facial.
There's gonna be some big mad people.
I just think
big,
that's
mad
what's
people. That's just saying, you know, trends. You know what's coming.
That's what's coming.
Watch, they're gonna be mad.
So, and I think that Black China Angela White is setting it off with her documenting the return. The return to Angela White. Interesting, though.
Yeah.
I wonder if you're going to see a lot of, I just wonder, because, you know, now, I mean, you could walk around, like, even, like, the Bay Area, whatever, you see those extreme bodies kind of, like, everywhere.
Dude, I see it at the gym. It's obvious. Yeah.
It'll be interesting
to see. Girls are overconfident. Yo.
Anyways, I did think that was interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on, I want to talk about a little bit about supplements because I've announced it to my clients already, and I'm going to be putting out a YouTube video. But I am now working with a new supplement company called One Up Nutrition, and I'm really excited about it because I love to be able to get all of my supplements at one place, like one brand. This is the first time I found a supplement company that not only do they have all the supplements I need, they have a bunch that I want to try,
yeah,
but they also have good protein powders, and they even have like good snacks and treats and stuff. So they have like everything.
I'm gonna put them to the test, protein powder.
Yeah.
Shake, and I'm gonna make my pancakes.
Yeah, you gotta try them out.
Yep.
I'm super excited to be working with them. The reason why I switched, just to let you guys know, is I began about 6 months, maybe a little longer ago, started looking for a company, a new supplement company. I wanted to find a company that had label transparency, meaning they had a label that did not use the term proprietary blend. So
proprietary blend.
Yeah. So companies
explain that.
It's very common, but they use this term proprietary blend. And the reason they do, it's a marketing tactic. They use it to make it seem like they have some special trade secret that's going to be like a magic potion. Some companies use it for that.
Snake oil.
You don't have to whisper. Because
I know, I'm joking.
They also use it to maybe potentially hide a secret formula, you know, from other competitors. Okay, whatever. But they're able to hide how much of the active ingredients that's actually in their supplement. So maybe if you're looking for something that has, say, L-theanine in it, and you want something specific that, you know, it's going to calm your anxiety that has L-theanine. So you'll find a supplement and you'll say, oh, it'll say L-theanine. And you look on the back and it says proprietary L-theanine blend. So you will not actually know how much L-theanine is in the supplement.
Yeah.
Because it's in a proprietary blend.
They mixed it with their own stuff.
And they mix it with all kinds of other things. So again, you just don't know exactly what you're taking. You don't know, maybe the expensive ingredient that you're looking to buy, maybe it's in there, but in a tiny, tiny portion.
Yeah.
It's just a little sneaky in my opinion.
Sneaky.
And it's totally fine for them to do that. It's allowed. A lot of companies do it, but One Up Nutrition doesn't do it, which I love. I love that everything that's in the product, you're going to see on their label.
Yeah. That's legit.
Yeah, right?
As it should be. You know,
I mean, anyway, so then I found them that they had the label transparency. So then, okay, I had to try the supplements to see, okay, do I like them? Because there were some supplements I knew I was going to have a hard time replacing that I loved from this other company. But I did. I found replacements for them. Happy, really happy with the products that I've tried from 1UP so far. And I'm just super excited to be working with a company that's transparent. They're made in the USA. They're third-party tested. And I'm just much more in line with their marketing too, and just the way they talk about their products, and I just love it. So
gotta go where the wind takes you.
Yeah. So it was a little scary to make a jump, to be honest. Financially, it's not as lucrative for me. It's gonna be a hit in my pockets for a while. So it was not a financially motivated decision. It was just I wanted something just more morally, ethically in line with, I don't know, with what I wanted to promote, what I wanted to talk to my clients about. So I'll be talking about them a lot more on my channel. I'm going to release another YouTube video where I talk about all of my current stack, why I'm taking what I'm taking. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I mean, I'll show you a couple of things real quick. There is a product that is new to me from them, the appetite suppressant that's stimulant free. Super excited about it because it helps curb your appetite without making you all wired up and doesn't have caffeine in it.
Yeah, what is this?
It's just an appetite suppressant. So it kind of just takes the edge off your appetite, your cravings. You take it as needed.
Calm the monster down?
Yes. This is...
That's you. You need it.
I love this. I love this one. But they have some really cool supplements. And then one other thing
It already?
Yeah. And it works. This one right here.
Nice.
It kind of just like makes you not think about food.
Yeah.
Because I'm always thinking about food, to be honest. But this one right here, this is the one I actually did talk about on Instagram already. I couldn't hide it any longer because I got this when it first came out and then they sold out. Then I got a second box. It's the 1UP Brookies. And they are a brownie cookie. Tastes like you would get at a pastry counter. Does not taste like a protein thing.
Got any in there?
Yeah.
Let me try one.
You want to try it right now?
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
I have to give up one of my Brookies.
Sorry.
I actually keep them in my room.
I won't eat the whole
thing.
Because
I had them under lock and key.
It looks good, though.
So good. I like mine cold, though.
Huh?
I like to eat mine cold. That one's not cold. Oh, look at it. You got to show it in the camera, though. Oh, my God, you guys. It is so good. It is so good. So
it looks filling, too.
Even before I announced that I'm switching supplement companies, I had to post it on my Instagram because it's that good. I got to take a bite now.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
It's legit. Doesn't have no funky taste or nothing like a lot of stuff I've tried in the past. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, guys. Oh, my God. It's so good.
My bad. I don't mean to be chewing you guys' ear.
I'm totally hooked on
it. Legit.
So they have protein bars and stuff, too. I haven't tried them yet, but excited to try the bars.
Wish I had a cup of coffee.
Oh, my God. They're so good. To me, it tastes like going to a bakery and picking a pastry out of I wouldn't know that this had protein in it if they just handed this to me.
And it's perfect
plate.
In the morning. Like me, I'm a coffee drinker. Sometimes I'm not hungry. I love eggs, but I don't feel like making eggs. So that's good for on the go.
Yeah.
Eat it and go.
It's been my nightly treat lately for a while. So I hated that I was hiding it from my followers, but they restocked them. And I'm like, you know what? I haven't announced the switch to 1UP, but I have to just post this because I can't let the restock go without me.
They sell out a lot of those?
They sell them out. They sell out all the time.
Yeah, they're good.
Because they're so good. They're big.
Yeah, I know.
They're big and chunky, like substantial.
And you feel like you're cheating in a way. Like, oh, I'm eating a brownie.
Yeah, it tastes like a treat, like from a bakery. Yeah. So good. You know what? I don't know. Let me just give you my spiel on supplements really quick. I think that I tell everybody, you don't need supplements to lose weight. There's no company that has a super magic potion that's going to melt fat off your body or anything like that yet. Trust me, it's not there.
Nope.
There's nothing that like really speeds up your metabolism that, you know, absent, without a calorie deficit, you can lose weight. Don't continue to eat that.
You want me to eat more?
No.
Okay. I'm hungry still.
He still
though.
Wants to eat it while
I
we're
do.
On.
It's good.
No, you have to wait.
Yeah, there's no I thought so. There's no Mr. or Miss Pac-Man, a pill you take and it goes around eating all the gobbling the fat.
No, okay. Sorry, 1UP doesn't have it either. if they did, you know, I'd be all about it. But as I continue to try things, because they have some really cool supplements, I'm gonna let you guys know. You're gonna see it more. So I wanted to make sure that I made the official announcement now, so that I can finally start talking about it. Because having COVID for a week kind of delayed my announcement and all of that. I just want to break down supplementation. Okay, everybody needs some wellness supplements, though. This is not about fat loss right now, not about muscle building. Let's talk about wellness.
It's wellness.
Everybody should be taking at least a multivitamin because nobody has a perfect diet. It's going to help fill gaps in your nutrition.
Yes.
You need a multivitamin. You need a fish oil. Fish oil is essential because there is essential fatty acids that we need that we're not getting in our diet because we're not eating tons of fatty fish and avocado and that stuff every single day. So you need that. It's going to help with hormone balance, going to help with blood sugar control, blood pressure, inflammation. That's kind of a need in my opinion. Wellness, also a need, digestive help. You got to help your body with digestion. So important. So important. You need a probiotics, prebiotics, digestive enzymes. It helps your body break down all this shit that you're eating every day.
Yeah.
Help your body break it down. It's like putting oil in a machine.
Yes.
Help your body.
Exactly. Lubricate it.
Help it. You need a digestive supplement, in my opinion. Now, very individualized, you may need individual things as well. That in addition to a multivitamin. So maybe you're someone who never sees the light of day. You need vitamin D.
Yep.
Maybe you are someone who's entering menopause, probably need a calcium and a magnesium supplement for your bone health, for prevention of osteoporosis and bone mineral loss.
Super facts.
You know, like...
I take all that, everything you mentioned.
You just need... Get your blood work done. See where you might need a little help. See where you might be a little deficient in certain things where you can supplement with. So those are things that are individualized based on the person. But at the very least, everybody should have a gut health supplement, a multivitamin, and a fish oil.
Vitamin C too.
Vitamin C?
You don't think so?
I think that for most people, the vitamin C in a multivitamin is sufficient.
Is it?
Yeah. Vitamin C is something a lot of people overdo.
I know.
And you just pee it out.
They do.
You just pee it out. For some reason. They feel like, oh my God, I'm going to go for like 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I don't want to get sick. Guess what? Your body's not going to use that. You just pee it out.
Yes, it's not. Debunk.
And then a lot of times you should also know you should always eat with a lot of vitamins, including your multivitamin. You should make sure you take it with food, not only for so you don't get an upset stomach,
yeah,
but because they're fat soluble. So you won't get the benefits of them if you're not eating them with something that has fats.
Yeah. I made the mistake once of taking vitamins on an empty stomach. Oh, man, you feel nauseous and terrible. It's horrible.
The worst feeling.
Yeah, it's ugly.
It's absolutely the worst.
I learned my lesson before.
You know what's something that's super trendy, though, that I'm not on board with?
What's that?
I'm not, and I'm never going to be, and I just decided I'm not going to be that cool it girl that drinks the greens every day.
Never.
No.
Never.
Gross.
Remember we used to go to that that store, the corner of our apartment, the juice, and they always want to give us shots of
wellness
grass.
A wellness shot or something.
Of those grass shots.
Yeah. It's just not my thing.
I'm not jumping on no trends. If I don't like it, I'm not drinking.
I feel like it's very trendy. And
it
you
is.
Know what? Let me just tell
I'm
you.
Cool with my green shake. Look at me, everybody, on Instagram for likes. Get out of here.
Okay, if you're drinking greens, though, look at the label. There's a lot of controversy with greens that they have those proprietary blends in there, and you're not really getting the
Oops.
Greens that you think you're getting. Just because it's green doesn't mean it's good for you. Now, 1UP does have greens, but I didn't get them because I'm just not into drinking greens. I feel healthy. I feel good. Like,
yeah. There's no need
I'm
to
good.
Go overboard, right?
Yeah.
Excessively.
I don't know. I'm good. But supposedly they're good for gut health and all that. But you know what? They're not for me. So I'm not into the trendy greens. But if you are into greens and you do use it for like digestive help or whatever, make sure that your greens that you're using actually have what it says in there. If it says proprietary blend on the label, find one that's a little more transparent.
There you go.
Because there's a lot of controversy in the green space right now. And I'll have to say, I've had several offers from greens companies for sponsored posts for their greens, and I turned them all down. Not interested.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, no, it will be such a lie if I go on there with my cute, pretty aesthetic glass showing that I drink my greens every morning. Lies. I have tried to be a greens girl. I have tried a couple times.
You tried.
I don't stick with it. And I'm like, you know what? I don't like it. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
Period.
It's not
That's
for everybody.
It. It's not for everybody.
It's not. You got to follow every trend.
Another good supplement. If you are not getting your recommended daily intake of fiber, you need fiber. It's going to help with suppress your appetite. It's going to help with digestion. It's going to help keep your colon clean, prevent colon cancer and other digestive issues. You need fiber. 1UP has a fiber powder. I didn't get it because I have psyllium husk. I still have some, so I didn't feel the need to order the one from 1UP, but they do have a fiber supplement. That's a powder. You can just add it to any other powder that you're already drinking. Maybe you're already taking a pre-workout, then dump in your fiber in there as well, and boom, you got your fiber.
Yep.
You need to get 25 to 30 grams of fiber per day. Not getting the 25 to 30, you need to be supplementing with it.
People don't realize it's very important to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you got to go every day. Every
clean those pipes out.
Single day. You need to go.
1 to 2 times a day.
So make sure that you are getting that. And in terms of muscle building, if you have a goal that you want to build muscle, then you should be supplementing with creatine. 1UP's creatine is the pure rebuild, but you need creatine if that's one of your goals. If you want to build muscle, if you want to maximize your workouts, creatine is the most studied supplement, the most science-backed supplement on the market.
I'm about to give it a go.
I'm also, you're going to try the pure rebuild from 1UP, huh? The one I just got?
Yeah.
There is also, I like taking a pre-workout because it helps me kind of just more get more focused on my workout, more mind-muscle connection. I just feel like when I take a pre-workout, I have a better workout. Have you ever taken a pre-workout?
Oh, yeah, of course, babe. They're the best. Get you like
boom.
Yeah. Gives you that extra gear.
Sometimes if I take it.
It supercharges your body a little bit. That's what I feel like.
Sometimes if I take it and I forget that I took it, and then after I'm like, damn, that was such a good workout. And then I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you felt on.
I took the pre-workout. Now, I never do a full scoop, though. I'm not a full scoop girl. I take like a third maybe, a third scoop of pre-workout. So a third scoop of pre-workout, a scoop of creatine. Boom.
Good to go.
That's an excellent supplement. BCAAs, they're kind of like overhyped.
Really?
Yeah. If you have adequate protein in your diet, like if you're following macros and you are getting your protein in, there's no necessity to supplement with BCAAs. But it is good to have them on hand if you know there are certain days you are missing the mark on protein. Take the BCAAs, and that's going to help fill that gap.
Yeah.
So it's not something you need to take every day, but maybe, you know, like on the weekends or like on the day that you have your weekly like cheat meal.
Yeah.
We tend to not have a lot of protein that day. That's a good day to take a scoop or two of BCAAs.
Yeah. There's a lot of branched chain amino acids in protein powders these days too, right?
Yeah. Well, it's in protein.
Yeah.
That's what protein is. The building blocks of your muscles. Yeah, of course. Protein is basically BCAAs. Mm-hmm. If you're already getting in enough protein, you're getting in the branched chain amino acids already with that. You don't need to go overboard. But if you're missing the mark, or some days you miss the mark.
That's bro science. I was taught differently. Coming up, still eat your massive amounts of protein is still loaded up with BCAAs.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
It's a waste.
Yeah. Not necessary. So that's my spiel on supplements. Again, you know, do what works for you. Definitely, you know, figure out a routine that works for you in your lifestyle and areas that you think that you need to, you know, plug those holes.
Yeah.
It's going to help.
And also, a lot of people don't realize it helps. Pay attention to sleep. See if you're sleeping better.
Oh, yeah.
Pay attention to your mood, your sleep, mm-hmm. appetite. Pay attention at all once you take the vitamins mm-hmm. and whatever the supplements you take.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't pay attention. Pay attention to your bowel movement too with fiber, all that. It's all important. It's all relevant.
So that's how I always feel like I know I like my supplement routine if I'm sleeping good, I'm not bloated, my mood's been good, my productivity's been good. If all of those things, if all those boxes are checked, I kind of like take a look, okay, what am I doing right now? This is good. I need to stick with this.
Yes, because if your mood is good, everything else is good.
Yeah.
It all starts with your attitude, your mood. And from there, if you're in a good mood, obviously something's
clicking. Well, if you're checking the boxes of all the things, the sleep, the digestion, the regularity, if you're checking all those boxes, then you're good. If there's some boxes that you're not able to check in terms of your overall wellness, then that's when you need to dig a little deeper and go, how can I fix this? And would supplementation help?
Yeah. Yeah. If you feel a little down, make sure you get out there and get some sun or supplement vitamin D. Pay attention. That's all.
Yeah. So, you know, and just in general, I'd like to talk about like, I think it's time for a lot of people to rewrite the story that they tell themselves.
Yeah. Meaning?
You even said something earlier today. I don't remember what it was, but you came in here and you said, you know, some people will just say like, oh, I have bad balance. Like I'm not good at balancing.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll just say that. Like I have bad balance. Like it's a fact. Okay. Like, no, you need to rewrite that.
Yeah.
Like, no, how about I need to improve my balance?
Exactly. Change your mindset.
I'm going to improve my balance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we need to rewrite. I think some people write a story that they'll never be skinny. They'll never be fit. Yeah. They'll never be rich.
Yeah.
You know, they.
It's a mental. I call that you're in a mental prison. You have so many blocks there.
Yeah.
And if you tell yourself that, you're going to believe it, you know. But if you tell yourself, no, I could be rich. I could be skinny. Yeah. I could be in shape. I could be athletic. Why not?
Yeah.
Got to put in the work.
I think a lot of people have to stop and rewrite their story. And I think that might be the first step for anything. Like before you embark on like a healthy lifestyle journey. Because let me be really super clear. Weight loss and even weight gain for that matter. It's not as simple as you overate. So now you gained weight. Or okay, you need to lose weight. So now you're going to track macros and exercise. Now you'll lose weight. Because if you don't figure out the core, like what caused you to overeat.
Yes.
Or exactly. if you don't figure out like what caused you to get to where you are and address those things, and a lot of it starts with rewriting your story.
Yep.
You're not going to be able to make permanent changes.
No, you're not. You have to get out of your mental prison, and you have to figure out what's holding you back.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's just internal. It's not external that's holding you back. It's internal.
Mm-hmm.
It's here.
Mm-hmm.
You're we're no different. We just for us, it's just a lifestyle, man. This is what we do. It's natural. It's getting up, brushing my teeth. It's like I go to the gym. It's the same thing. Second nature, like the back of my hand.
I mean, in my opinion, I think that most people that need to lose weight, like they've been overweight for a significant portion of their life.
Yeah.
There needs to be some therapy.
For sure. You have to figure out what got you there.
Yeah. I think that therapy is a good companion to a healthy lifestyle, because you got to work out like some of those things. A lot of times it's like child trauma, yep, or, you know, things that happen when you grew up, and just a lot of things. Like you have to kind of work through what got you there.
Yeah. You got to address those issues. You can't put them to the side and ignore it.
No, because it's so much more than just counting calories or something like that for a lot of people.
You got to remember, food is a crutch. When people feel bad or don't feel good or whatever it is they're feeling, food is the savior.
It is.
You know what
it
I mean? For everything. That's why it's so hard. People don't realize, like, it's hard to have a balanced lifestyle. I get it is hard, because unlike drugs are a little harder to find. You know, yeah, mm-hmm, drug addict. Food is everywhere.
Yeah.
You can't avoid it. It's in your fridge. Yeah. It's on every corner. It's at every fast food. I mean, it's everywhere.
And food consumption releases endorphins. And
yes,
endorphins is actually a powerful pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of people even use food for pain relief.
Yeah.
Because it releases endorphins, or they're searching for like those endorphins. But I think it's just really important that therapy, or really getting down to what caused your issues to begin with, is also a companion to the lifestyle changes that you're trying to make.
Yeah.
And you can't forget about that piece of things, because otherwise it's going to be really difficult to make changes that are long lasting or permanent.
You got to get to the issue.
But I do want to talk about, we'll round this episode out with saying, I know that there's a lot of people out there that, despite their very best efforts to lose weight, they think they're doing all the right things, but they're just not moving the needle. They're not losing the weight.
Nope.
And they're doing all of the things that they've seen on Instagram, all the, you know, they're doing all the textbook things, but the weight's not coming off. So I want to just go over some of the things that are common reasons why, despite your best efforts, the weight's not coming off. The number one thing is eating out. You can absolutely incorporate eating out into weight loss, absolutely, but during your actual weight loss phase, if you eat out a lot, chances are there's a lot of fluctuations in your calorie intake. Even if you think you're still tracking, you're still logging it, you cannot rely on the nutrition that's given to you from restaurants.
Because you know why? They don't measure out their
food
every single
anything.
Time.
They're not measuring anything
no.
there. They're
so
not.
Not getting the exact portion of whatever they're saying, this is how many calories are in that meal.
Right.
Chances are it's going to be higher.
Right. And so if you're eating out a lot, that's to the tune of a lot of calories that can be.
Yep.
Now, if you're eating out once or twice a week and you're making your best efforts to like overestimate and, you know,
give yourself some cushion,
pick simple things like that, then you're probably okay. But I do caution you. Here's my tip for eating out. If you are eating out and you're in a weight loss phase, so where the accuracy of the macros are very important, pick things that are not easy to mess up. For example, like a cheeseburger from In-N-Out, they're not going to mess that up. It's pre-measured. It's a patty that's the same size.
Yes.
It's a bun. Same size. Slice of cheese.
Yep.
Don't get spread so that it's not like a variable, and you're good. You're pretty solid on what those macros are.
Yes, for sure.
Don't get things. And here's the thing. Most people, they're trying to be good. What are they going to do? they're going to get the salads.
Yes.
Because they're macro friendly.
Yep.
Yes, they are. But guess what? A lot more room for error with the salads.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Do I really believe that my skinny-licious Chinese chicken salad at Cheesecake Factory, the macros are right on that? Absolutely not. Do I think that the chef in the back's measuring away, you know, all the things? No, he's not.
Consistent every single time, no.
You're actually better off getting, like, a burger or something that is harder to mess up measurements.
Yes.
Right.
Consistent measurements.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely be careful if you're eating out a lot. And if you do need to eat out, just pick more simple things. Think about it. How could they have messed up the macro count here? You know, don't get like burritos or salads.
My favorite, it's burritos, tough. But you're right, because you don't know. They're going to put more rice than maybe the last one.
Yeah.
More cheese. They're going to put more cheese on this one because they're doing it by hand.
Yeah. You know? I mean,
they're using ladles. They're not measuring every single time. Same thing with Chipotle. You know, they try to make it look like, oh, it's not a lot of calories, but it adds up quick there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the portions that they throw.
The reason I know that is because I make my own Chipotle style bowls at home and I'm measuring everything. And the bowl is not ginormous and it's 500 calories.
Yeah.
So what that tells me, that bowl of Chipotle that's supposed to be like 750 calories, it's probably like 1,100 calories.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what that tells me. Sure. It gives you kind of perspective. When I make it at home, it's so much smaller, but this is 500 calories.
That's because they use these massive ladles and they load up two scoops of rice. And
the other mistake a lot of people make is they eyeball measuring. Listen, if you're in your weight loss phase, try to just like do the work.
Do the work.
Measure it out. Don't eyeball it because you're not doing yourself any favors. It's not going to be accurate. If you're eating at home, take that opportunity to make sure that your macros are very accurate when you're at home.
And listen, I'm not a fan of measuring, and we know this. But the more you do it, it becomes a behavior. It's not that bad, you know? Mm-hmm. The more I do it, it's not that bad.
No.
You get used to it. It's easy.
It's easy.
It doesn't take a long time. Put a bowl. Put whatever you're going to eat in that bowl and set the scale and boom, done.
Yeah. And if you don't like to measure things.
Because I think a lot of people don't like to measure.
You can
psychologically.
You can get things that are like pre-portioned out as, you know, as often as possible just to make your life easier. So if you don't want to measure out shredded cheese, get sliced cheese because it's already pre-portioned out.
It's true.
You know what I mean? You can get things that are pre-portioned out that are going to make your life a little easier.
Yeah.
But don't eyeball because you're not doing yourself any favors. And I guarantee you, you're making significant errors.
Big time.
And especially if like you're already doing the work, you're trying to lose the weight. Why not just take it a step further to ensure that you're going to get the results that's going to keep you staying consistent because you're going to see the fruits of your labor. Another common thing that a lot of people do is they do not account for the calories in condiments and oils and things like that.
No, they don't.
So say someone's making themselves like an egg white omelet and they throw a splash of oil in the pan so that the eggs don't stick. You're not counting that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of calories.
Quick.
That's soaked up right into your eggs.
Yeah. A couple hundred, easy.
It's not a lot. A tablespoon of oil is 130 calories. And it's not a lot. If you're pouring your pan, you're probably getting like 2 to 3 tablespoons.
Yeah. Be careful.
But condiments and oils add up.
Like
and
you
guess
said, the spread
what?
From In-N-Out, that spread adds up because they don't measure. You can't get an accurate count.
Or Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
It's 150 calories for a tiny little thing at Chick-fil-A.
The packet.
But the oils for sure add up. And I'm always shocked by the people, they don't think it's going to add up. And let me tell you this, I hate to break it to you guys, I might burst a bubble out there. You know like the PAM sprays, PAM olive oil and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's actually oil. It's real oil in there.
Yes.
That has calories associated with it. The reason why the spray says it doesn't have calories in it is because in very small amounts, like a half second spray, has so minimal amount of calories that they don't have to disclose them. Yeah. But if you're taking a piece of chicken and you're dousing it with spray, that's oil with calories in
that's
it.
True. That's true.
You have to keep that in mind. Because I feel like people will, if you just use it very lightly, okay, don't worry about
A little spritz on your pan.
But if you're dousing your food in the spray, it's just aerated. All it is like aerated with like propulsion.
Yes.
Propulsion chemical oil.
Yeah.
But it's actual oil that has calories in it. So if you're using that a lot and you're using it excessively, same with butter sprays and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. If you're and just dousing it,
yeah,
and you're not accounting for some sort of calories and you're doing that a lot, that could be why you're not seeing results. It's adding up. So that's another common thing.
It's almost
thing.
Like hidden calories. Mm-hmm.
The hidden calories are the worst. You know why they're the worst?
Because people don't ever account for them.
Well,
ever.
The worst is because when it's very hidden and you're not even thinking about it, you think you're doing everything right and then you're not seeing results. It is very demotivating.
Yes.
Very demotivating. Is. And then you're like, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work for me. I can't lose weight. Because you think you're doing everything right, but it's the sneaky, hidden stuff that's throwing you off. Yep. And that's why I'm talking about it today, just so you know. So these are not as commonly known, but very sneaky. And those oil sprays, butter sprays, listen, I use them. I like them. Mm-hmm. But don't kid yourself and think that there's no calories in them, because there is actually calories if you're dousing your food in them significantly. Yeah. The other thing, a lot of people just don't count picks and snacks and licks and tastes, and those add up.
Yes, you're right.
Those absolutely add up.
Super right.
So don't do it. The easiest way to account for that, don't do it.
That's it, because you can't measure that.
Because you can't measure it.
You walk by the cookie jar. All right, I half this time. Then another half a cookie. Then a couple chips. Then some crackers.
And at the end of the day, you've snacked your way to 300-400 calories. You just had a maintenance day. So the meal prep you did and the measuring you did didn't do you any good.
Yep.
Because you snacked and picked and licked and tasted your way right out of the deficit.
Damn, the truth hurts, doesn't it?
It does.
Sometimes, but hey,
know.
It's got to be told.
I know.
Can't sugarcoat this stuff a lot.
Because this is for people who say, I'm doing everything right. I'm in a deficit. Deficits don't work. It must be my hormones. No, it's all these things.
Must be my hormones. It's always the hormones.
I know.
Must be my hormones.
I know.
You got to love that.
Okay, this is advice that I give to you if you are in a fat loss phase, you're trying to lose weight. Don't use up your calories on liquid calories.
Never.
Just because they're not satiating, it's not going to be good bang for your buck in terms of how satisfying it's going to keep you. And I just don't recommend wasting calories. Eat food, because liquid calories add up very quickly. I know some people that actually don't count their liquid calories. Like they've said, oh, I didn't realize that I needed to count those.
Like getting a Starbucks drink, like a
frappuccino
liquid, or something?
Like drinking things,
oh,
like that didn't count. Or like that a protein shake didn't count because it's a protein shake. I didn't think that would count. It's healthy. It's protein. I didn't think that would count. A calorie is a calorie. It counts. 100%
yes,
it counts.
Does.
If you have it, you got to account for it. Mm-hmm. I just say I recommend not doing liquid calories. But if you're going to do liquid calories, just make sure you count them.
Yeah.
They absolutely still count. One of the most common things people do.
Creams too, and coffee.
Here's I'll leave you with this one. When you go over your calories, but you make yourself feel better about it because you're going over with something healthy. Doesn't matter.
They're trying to trick the game, huh?
Doesn't matter.
Isn't that funny? They're always trying to find a way to, you can't.
Just because you go over with something like a piece of chicken and broccoli, it's still 300 calories for your chicken and broccoli.
Yeah.
Still got to count for it. Still going to dip into your deficit. It's not going to help you lose weight just the same. It doesn't matter if it is healthy, if it's organic, grain free, whatever,
fell out of the
holistic.
Sky, it was grown naturally. Yeah.
You know, you pulled it out of your garden. It doesn't matter.
Calories, calories, calories. They don't go away.
It doesn't matter. Do not make yourself feel better about going over your calorie intake. Listen, if you're going to go over your calorie intake, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Mm. Because it's not going to make it any better if you did it with something healthy in terms of your weight loss. And I feel like a lot of people talk themselves into thinking it's okay because it's healthy.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about healthy versus not healthy right now. We're talking about why you're not getting results on your weight loss.
Yep. And then they feel defeated again. Like, damn, I'm eating so clean and so good. What's going on? You're going over your calories.
Yeah, you're going over on your calories. I hear that a lot. You know, people will comment going, I eat healthy and I exercise and I can't lose weight. Mm-hmm. Eating healthy is not, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
Well, what is healthy in your
definition? What is eating healthy? How many calories of healthy food are you eating? Because if you're not losing weight, it's too much.
Too much.
If that's what the goal is.
Yes.
You know, I had a lot of people in the keto craze, they would always, after a weekend of like debauchery, they would say, listen, I went over my calories on the weekend, but don't worry because I kept a keto. Oh, well, that's doesn't matter. That's actually worse.
That's like keto calories are zero calories.
I know. It's worse because if you kept it keto, that means you ate a bunch of high-fat foods.
Yes.
And high-fat foods are twice the amount of calories.
Yes, they are. That's true.
So I'm like, oh, gosh.
So it means you ate a bunch of...
How keto did you keep it?
A bunch of fried stuff, fried
salami
chicken.
Salami and cheese. Yeah. No, not fried stuff because fried has carbs.
That's true.
But like steak and cheese and, you know, all the things. Yeah, well, that's a lot of calories. That you didn't do yourself any good. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to lose weight and you find that you're making some of those mistakes, clean it up a little bit. Sometimes it's just a few little tweaks that get you on the other side.
Yes.
And then you start to see the weight come off and then it just clicks and you're like, okay.
Oh, now I get it.
Like, I get it.
Thermodynamics is still working.
Yeah, like I get it. It's almost like you have to have a cushion of calories because you know you're going to screw up somewhere. You know, I mean, that's not a bad idea either. If you know you're going to kind of screw up somewhere and you think, okay, if my deficit calories are 1,500, and I'm probably going to screw up somewhere. Maybe I'm going to make my meals based on 1,300 calories and build in a little cushion. Or like if you're going to go out to eat, always round up. You know, build some cushion in there.
Yeah.
Round up for sure.
Round up. Yeah.
Round up.
Not to exact to the T.
Yeah. So like if someone is telling you that something is 550 calories, I'll usually log it as 700.
Yeah.
Unless it's something that I know that's a lot harder to mess up, like a burger or something like that.
Mm-hmm. True.
But yeah. All right, you guys, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank
if you have not already left us a 5-star review, please take some time to do so. We received some recently that were amazing. Thank you so much if you took the time leave us those reviews. We read everyone. We appreciate everyone. And we love you guys. So see you on the next one.
See ya.